Could we get real for a second, honey?
My Talk 107.1 is KTMY-FM, HD1, Coon Rapids, St. Paul, Minneapolis.
I need information I needed 5 minutes ago.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert, an everything entertainment update heard at the top of every hour on My Talk 107.1.
So, what's new in your world?
Disney's doing whatever they can to make sure guests are properly masked when visiting their parks, and they're getting really strict, you guys.
If a mask
comes off, they're going to stop attractions. So they've already done this once during a live show when someone watching took their mask off. They have specific rules about what kind of masks they will and won't allow on their website and also how you can wear them. And now they're like, okay, a few people. It's like whenever your teacher would punish the whole class. If one kid did something wrong and you're like, nobody gets recess because Kenny was bad.
Or sometimes a teacher would just go, who did it? All right, if nobody's going to come forward.
Yes. Yep. Oh, gosh. Okay, this is a really cringy thing to watch, but it's pretty great how he handled it. This actor, he's in Euphoria. His name is Lucas Gage.
I can't. It gives me such a secondhand embarrassment.
Did you watch it, Donna?
I didn't watch it, but I listened to it, and I thought, okay, that's all I need. I can't look at it.
I can't play it because he says the S word in it, but Lucas Gage is his name. You can find him on Instagram. He was doing a Zoom audition, and before it starts, the director doesn't know that he isn't muted, and he starts talking about his apartment. And how he thinks it's a tiny, crappy apartment.
Well, yeah, because he's an up-and-comer.
Yeah, and he goes, it's fine. Yes, I know this is an SE apartment. Just give me the job and we'll be fine. He goes, okay, let's get started. Like, he just kind of laughs. Good job on that one, handling that.
Him.
He did post it on his social media. He didn't reveal who it was. But some people have some
just
ideas.
Just don't say anything on Zoom that you wouldn't say to the person's face. Because it's like being in front of a microphone. Always assume that it's live.
Yes, thank you, Donna. Yes, yes.
Good reminder.
Yes, ma'am. All right. A contestant on the upcoming TBS reboot of Wipeout died last week.
Just
after completing the obstacle course. There aren't really any details other than they always have paramedics there waiting and EMTs. And he had some type of a heart attack or something, it seems like. This hasn't happened since 2009, but another contestant died after competing on the previous edition.
That's horrible.
Oh,
let's do a happy story. I usually just do three, but that was depressing. The Hollywood Reporter says that Black Panther 2 will start shooting in July.
Okay.
They're not bringing back Chadwick Boseman with digital effects, but a source says that Letitia Wright will have a bigger role, who played his sister.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's going to be great. I loved her in
this
the movie.
Cool.
Yes.
This is great. I like that they're continuing it and thinking, how can we do it different without trying to bring back Chadwick Boseman digitally or anything like that?
Yeah. That's the latest dirt. You can find more by downloading our app or going to mytalk1071.com.
That is brand new information.
My Talk Dirt Alerts at the top of every hour and at 820, 1220, and 520. On My Talk 107.1.
If you are not watching The Undoing on HBO Max, you are really missing out on some good television. The writing's really good. The acting is unbelievable. The story is just captivating. Fantastic.
Do you think we'll ever see a time where somebody like HBO or another streaming service will do like it's a flash sale, like it's gone, it's going to be gone in a month?
Oh, that's
and
a
you
good
have
idea.
To watch it so they can bump up.
Probably. I bet we'll get to a point.
So what do you like about it so much?
Okay, so this is basically the story of a woman's murder. Very brutal.
There it
murder
is. There it is.
All right, no,
that's the hook for Donna. Keep going. I'll hear you out.
And it's a whodunit. And just when you think you've got the answers, another twist comes in and you're like, but wait a minute. Holy cow. And it's not just about the murder, but it's about the character of these people. It is the cliffhanger from this last episode, which I believe is the next to last episode. So next week is the finale. Is that what you call it? Finale?
Finale.
Yeah, you're doing great.
Okay, thank you. It sounded very foreign in the moment. It was like nothing that my mind could have conjured up.
Are they releasing these one at a time?
Yep.
Okay, for sure.
Yep, for sure they are.
Okay.
Every Sunday night.
Okay.
At 8 o'clock. It is so good. Nicole Kidman, I think this is her best role that I've ever seen her in. She's so great.
Wow.
Hugh Grant is outstanding. Donald Sutherland, he's fantastic. Always fantastic.
Whatever. Yeah,
yes.
He's great.
And there's the kid in this, he's a little boy, and I don't know what his name is, but he is just so great. So great. There's some unknowns. There's a lawyer who I've never seen before that's just great. So hopefully next week we'll find out who did it and why. The Undoing. I just want to know this little boy's name. You could do a free trial right now, Dawn.
Oh, I have it.
So I wonder, okay, so but if you do a free trial, then you could just watch this because they'll all be available and then just peace out.
HBO Max, right?
Yes.
You could watch the Fresh Prince reunion too while you're there.
Yes.
And 6 Feet Under if you've never watched it.
So good.
Oh, wow. The best shows ever.
And The Newsroom if you've never watched it.
Oh, I never, anything I never from, got into that.
This is all Warner Brothers, right? Under the Warner Brothers umbrella now? HBO Max?
That sounds right. Yes.
It's hard to keep track of, but...
Noah Jupe. J-U-P-E. Jupe?
Let's go Jupe.
Steve, I bet you would recognize this kid because he seems like he'd be in a bunch of Disney movies.
Okay, stand by.
Noah J-U-P-E. He's so good. So cute. He's a good crier.
Where's he from? Oh, he's from A Quiet Place.
Yes!
He's from A Quiet Place.
Great movie.
Yes, Donna. I made Donna go to that with me.
I remember after the Susan G. Komen Mother's Day race.
That's right.
Yes. Good memory, Steve.
Because I remember walking beside you guys and you were talking about going to see that. Or you had already seen it. I forget what it was.
And it was the most interesting movie theater experience because there's a lot of the movie is very quiet, right?
Mm-hmm. And you feel like you can't make a noise.
Yes. So the
even
whole
popcorn
theater is
my dream
silent
movie to be in.
Oh, I know. No crinkling of papers or listening to people crunch
with their mouth open. Just because it's dark doesn't mean you have to eat like you were born in a barn.
Okay.
Anyway, so that was fantastic. Then I was at the cabin, and it's slim pickings right now as far as movies go because I don't have streaming up there.
Oh, right. You just have your own DVDs. Do you flip through your book?
I don't flip through the book. I just look through the drawers.
Okay. Because she does have a, you know.
Every now and then I'll venture upstairs where the VHS collection is.
Steve, when I look at that binder.
Yes.
With all of the movies in alphabetical order.
Mm-hmm. Yes, from Donna's cabin that she put together for her guests. Very thoughtful.
It is very thoughtful. I mean, but this is more extensive than any Airbnb I've ever been to. It's great. It's so great. I just imagine her by herself drinking wine at the cabin, putting these together.
Yeah. Yeah. This is my mother, if I may.
Oh, compare Donna to your mother?
In so many ways.
Better your mother than my mother. I'd be like, I do not.
Yeah, no, but she, like, you open the drawer to get coffee materials out, and she has a full list in there that's, like, taped to the inside of that cabinet that says, to start coffee pot.
Oh,
that's
no.
The words. And it tells you what to do because she has a bun, and a bun coffee pot really spits out the coffee very quick, and it's not how you would typically load coffee. So she has directions for that. She just has little directions there that she thinks, I should write this down, and then it'll be this natural answer for everyone. And Donna thinks in a very similar way, although she bound her materials in a binder, which is great.
Okay, so here's the thing. Some that's people right. don't realize that the movies are in alphabetical order.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And they put them back in different places. And I'm like, oh, what's the U doing with the A?
Right.
When they put the physical discs back, I'm like, oh, why is this here? People don't realize that they are alphabetical.
Maybe they do and they don't care. They don't want to honor your wishes.
That could be.
Yeah. I always put things back when I met your cabin.
You're great. But, you know, there are times when people don't know how to figure out the TV. So I leave instructions on how to turn on the TV and use the DVD player and turn.
This is good. You know, it seems silly, but when you're there and then you're stuck and you're up north and you're just like, oh, darn it, how do I get this going? It's good when there's directions about how to do it.
I mean, listen, we make fun of her, but it is so cool to have all that.
Thanks.
I heard she has a magazine rack, too, in her bathroom. There.
I do.
Sure.
I do. In fact,
that might
be
not COVID friendly anymore.
Yeah,
by the way.
Probably not. That's going
to
go.
Was never sanitary, to be honest. Right. But
the last time I was up there with her, though, everything's in order except we spent so much time looking for. She was babysitting someone else's dog who had medication, and we couldn't find Tuffy's pills.
Oh no,
Tuffy.
He was very nervous. He marches on his dog bed.
Yeah.
He just marches.
And he had anxiety and he needed his pills, so he tore apart this little owl pillow. He just destroyed it. And Donna's like, just let him have it. It's fine.
You just let him eat it. He'll be better off. Anyway, I watched About a Boy. Started with an A. It's the first. I haven't seen this in a long time. It's Hugh Grant. And who else is in that? Ariel's Wedding.
Not Drew Barrymore. That's song and lyrics. Music and lyrics. Sorry, that's another Hugh Grant movie.
It was very delightful. Dawn, you would have hated it. You definitely would, because it's a, you know, romantic.
Oh, Nicholas Holt is in this as a child.
Oh, yes.
Toni Collette, you're thinking
Tony,
of maybe.
Yep, Toni Collette. Nicholas Holt, where do we know him from these
days?
He
dated Taylor Swift for a while, but he's been in lots of things. He's British.
Oh, X-Men. He grew up to be really cute. He was not a cute kid.
Wow.
Sorry, he didn't grow into his looks yet. Every kid goes through an awkward time. We all did.
I'm still in it.
He's very. he grew up to be a really cute kid.
All right, before she kid shames anyone, let's take a break, okay? We have some studies that we need to get into. I wonder if some people might find this surprising. Dawn has a statistic about 1 in 3 parents and their approach to Thanksgiving and the world of COVID-19. Not sure if you ever heard of it. We'll get into that when we return. It's According to a New Study next on Dawn and Steve.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back. Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. You're my buddy.
Studies have shown that the microbes.
Several long-term studies have shown.
They've studied the studies.
Several scientific studies have shown.
And here with their findings are study buddies.
The perfect nerd couple.
Donna and Steve.
Morning, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, Dawn, why don't we start with you? Because you have a study
that's depressing.
about parents and Thanksgiving and COVID-19. And then I have a study about some new holiday traditions that we're starting because of the current state of affairs.
Awesome. Okay, so they did a poll. Who they are, not sure. But it looks like, it looks like a children's hospital did a national poll on children's health. In Michigan. So 1/3 of parents believe the benefits of gathering the family together for Thanksgiving is worth the risk of catching or spreading COVID-19. And then 9 out of 10 parents said that grandparents will also be there at these Thanksgiving gatherings. So over half of the parents felt it was very important that children were allowed to see extended family and share in family holiday traditions. And said their children had been more isolated from grandparents and other extended family since the pandemic. And they're thinking this is pandemic fatigue.
You know, I think they're also thinking about, obviously, mental health. Like, maybe that's really hard on grandparents to be isolated. And
sure, yeah.
There's got to be...
That is a side of it. You're bringing up a fair point, which is, you know, the increase in depression, in drinking, and things like that. We've heard some folks talk about that. And those are sort of, what would you call those, side effects of a pandemic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a legitimate concern. But I think you kind of have to merge the two things to, as far as safety goes.
Yeah.
You know, if what would you do if you were, I always, you know, this is, it's just such a, it's such a tough thing, you know, that, that we're all going through, that the world is going through, and then all of the branches on the tree, right? The trunk of the tree is the disease, and then it branches out and touches all these different areas of our life. So in the same way that I could feel, I always think of this challenging myself and how I think about all of this, which sort of feels like fluid to me. Do you guys ever feel like fluid thinkers on this, of just like one day you feel one way about something and a month later you check back in on that same thing, you feel a little differently about it. But I think of like businesses being closed, and I try to be mindful of my privilege, which allows me to say like, yeah, we got to close the businesses and that's what we got to do to get through this. But I don't know if I would have that same opinion if I
owned a business,
or had just been out of work, or was, you know, had seen, and particularly I view this through the lens, like on Twin Cities Live, and as we do here at My Talk, we support these local small businesses. And I just heard from someone else who we had reached out to about doing an interview with them, and they were in a situation where they're just trying to figure out what their long-term plan is and if they have life in the new year with this business or not. And then it makes my heart break all over again for these small businesses who didn't do anything wrong, did all the right things, and then, you know, you get seen with this. So I can have a different opinion on businesses being closed and how long and all of that. I think it's easy to tout the line of, yeah, that's what we got to do. If you're not out of work, you know, we've been fortunate and have received paychecks this whole time. So anyway, I bring that up to say, if I was 90, would I just be like, look, you know, not to be dark, but like, I don't know if I'm going to live to be 91.
Right.
And so I'm the most at risk here. But if I want to go and see the grandkids before I die, I don't know. I that's a way that I don't think, because I'm 37. This week on Wednesday, ladies, don't forget.
Yeah, that's right. Happy birthday. We're not doing presents. Okay, great.
No. but so I can understand the difficult dynamic. You know, there's all these different ways that, that people's experiences probably shape those things. And then holidays seem like such a, like it all comes to a head of like these special moments.
Yeah.
I get the struggle. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Well, if we were all the same, what a boring world it would be, you know, like there are, I can think one way, let's just say politically, and then somebody who's coming from a different point of view, like you said, same thing. You know, it, we have to maybe listen to one another and understand one another.
That's all.
It's sad. Hopefully this is like, you know, we're getting close to the finish line.
I feel like more good vaccine news today from AstraZeneca. The third name who came out with good vaccine news. So that's good. But here, let's say that your holiday plans are impacted and it's going to look different, but tradition matters and connectivity to your family matters. Well, here are some things that people are doing to keep these feelings alive and bubbling. A new survey asked people if they're creating any new traditions. The top five, I like this, dropping off surprise presents at people's houses. At Halloween, there's a thing called You Got Booed, and it's where you ding dong, and it's a ding dong ditch, and you get out there, and then there's a bucket of Halloween goodies and things like that.
Cute.
So that's kind of fun. So you could do it with a Christmas present. Doing Zoom meals with extended family. Everybody get yourself something to eat, and then let's sit down and have a meal together. This is a new tradition that people are focusing on. Having a day where everyone disconnects from all of their devices. Power off, all of it. That's kind of cool.
No. I don't know about all of them.
Which would you want to keep on?
You know, can we keep our TVs?
Oh, I was so scared.
Yeah, me too. It sounded like she said a T word.
I know.
And I was like, sure, you can keep those. They're yours till you die. Yeah, no, Donna, that would be the point. That'd be a fun experiment.
But I'm going to be alone. I'm not just going to sit and stare at the walls.
Yeah.
I need something.
You know, just go sit outside on your porch. Breathe in nature. It's only one day of your life.
Put my fist up. You kids.
No.
And then you look over and your neighbor's watching you.
Yeah. And there are no kids in sight.
Anywhere.
More alarming.
Oh, jeez. You guys, what a journey.
Fun. Hey, don't forget, check out the new MyTalk podcast, Deep in the Shallow with Colleen and Bradley. It's available now. So are all of our shows, by the way. You can go to the MyTalk 1071 app, download it today, or the website, mytalk1071.com.
Alrighty, when we come back, it's a Money Monday.
Yeah,
he's got
girl.
Money tips for all of us.
I am telling Tiffany.
That's nice to have that.
What?
That bumper music. That's a...
Bam.
Nice.
Oh. You don't think it's too slow for your...
No, because it's got that really famous riff right there that we're hearing on the sax. And there was a great sketch on SNL with, come on, help me, John Hamm.
Oh, yeah.
And he kept breaking through walls playing this song, right?
Yeah.
He's coming to me.
Yeah.
But it's a throwback. It's an unexplained throwback. Because it's not like the 90s retro stuff that we had been doing in early 2000s.
Isn't it?
No.
Isn't that a 90s? 80s?
80s. Feels like 80s.
Let's call it 88.
What's the name of that song?
Careless Whisper,
right?
By Wham.
Oh, I still had Noah Jupe up there.
I'm going to say that's like 88, 89.
Okay, stand by.
86.
84.
Whoa, no kidding.
I was one.
You won this time.
Come on now, let's talk some money. Money.
Oh, good. Let's talk about money.
Money Monday.
There are more things in the world to buy.
It's Donna and Steve.
Than most people have money for. So,
Money Monday.
Choices have to be made.
But mostly it's Steve.
Well, here's something for you to ponder. Think about this. If I said I can allow you to live one day without any COVID restrictions. So like we're traveling back in time to before COVID-19 was a thing. You know, the life that we all took for granted. If we could allow you to live that way just for 24 hours, that could be full restaurants, concert, working out at the gym, traveling without a second thought, seeing a movie in a movie theater, all of those things. How much money would you pay to have access to one pre-COVID day?
Me personally,
life hasn't changed a lot.
No. Yeah, I get it.
So, Dawn,
with a knowledge that it was coming, so that I could appreciate my life.
Yeah,
more,
it would be current. We'd travel in time.
Can I go to a day that I choose?
Mm. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Can I alter time?
Damn it, Dawn. Let me think. I'm looking in the rules.
I would say no.
You would be this many days old. Mm-hmm. Except for one day, COVID doesn't exist for a day.
Mm-hmm.
And then tomorrow, it's coming back.
Oh, I would say $300. I'm very cheap.
Dawn.
What?
The average person, when asked, 2,000 Americans were surveyed, $305.
Oh, hey. How about that?
Nice job.
Gosh.
$305.27 was the average answer. Nothing. Oh. We're still in the pandemic.
Okay.
Around 25% of people are like Donna and said they wouldn't pay anything. 20%, though, would pay up to $100. And 29% said somewhere between $100 and $500. That includes 1 out of 14 people who would throw down over $1,000 just for one single 24-hour period of pre-COVID bliss. Here's the thing. Here's the trick. I miss the freedoms of pre-COVID. What I don't miss are the crowds, like crowded places.
Oh, sure.
I always try to go to places when they won't be crowded. It's one of the reasons I don't see a movie generally during opening weekend, because I just don't want to be there with all these other people.
Hmm. Like when I went to In-N-Out Burger, we were talking about that earlier.
Yes.
In Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Last year, it was like, whoa, get me out of here.
Wow.
It was just wall to wall. It was whenever you're like, oh, I don't like this. I got to get out of here.
I wonder what it is about the burgers.
Oh, yeah. I think it has to do with the sauce.
Or something? Oh, they have sauce on them?
I think that there's a... You know how McDonald's has their Thousand Island situation, the special sauce? Mm-hmm. Two beef patties. Hey, Donna, real quick.
Did dorky things.
Do you know how one would put together... I don't know. How would you like describe the essence of an Egg McMuffin?
Well, there's more in the middle of an Egg McMuffin than an egg in the middle of a muffin.
Two all beef patties. Special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. What kind of bun? Sesame seed bun. One more time. Sesame seed bun.
Ding, dang, jiggle it, doop, doop.
Bumbity bun, bun. And they said we couldn't stretch this segment.
Oh, my God. I was thinking, is he trying to stretch this?
No, I have something really good.
Okay, good.
I'm going to read to you
a headline. More reading.
A headline, okay? Tell me what you think of this from USA Today. Ever heard of it?
A ding.
The average... Donna, you know, if you start dinging, then I want to hear the dang.
Okay. Okay.
If I hear the dang...
All right.
You know what I want the diggly-doo. Does any other food place have a jingle explaining the recipe of... You know, is it only McDonald's that did the Big Mac thing and the Egg McMuffin thing? Do any other places?
Well, there's Oscar Mayer Wieners.
I wish I were an Oscar Mayer Wiener, but then what happens? That is what I truly like to be.
Okay, so no, they don't describe it. My bologna has a first name.
It's O-S-C-A-R.
And a second name, too.
It's M-E-Y-E-R. Huh?
I don't think it is. I think it's M-E-Y-E-R. No, I would say they've
Burger got King the, never did that?
Yeah, they did.
They had a song?
Didn't they? For the
Whopper? Flamebro would have it your way right away at Burger King now.
Okay.
Dan Cortese was the man behind the Burger King ads for a while. Remember him from MTV?
I don't think it's Cortese. Okay. It's Cortez, right? Dan Cortez. Very cute. He actually had it.
Very
good. Didn't he have a stint
looking.
On Sex and the City also?
Was it Sex and the City
or was it
Spin City or was it Just Shoot Me?
Sex and the City.
Is it Dan Cortez?
I don't know.
The average older affluent American has $920,400 in retirement savings.
Say that again?
The average older affluent American.
Affluent.
Has $920,400 in retirement savings.
Wow, that's pretty good.
That is. You know, usually you see the average everyone is broke and not where they should be.
Well, you said affluent.
Now, affluent is what they did. This found that these are aged 55 to 75. They say that this is an impressive number of having that $920,000 on hand. However, they say, to break down some retirement numbers, 920 grand isn't necessarily the target that you should aim for, whoever you happen to be. To give you a sense of what that total would mean, let's imagine that you decide to follow the 4% rule, okay? It's a little bit of an outdated rule, they say, but it's a fair enough starting point. So using that rule, meaning you withdraw 4% each year from your total retirement savings. It's supposed to be a plan that allows you to not run out of money before you run out of air. 920 grand would give you close to $37,000 in annual income from savings alone. And you're also probably going to get Social Security, which pays the average recipient today a little more than $18,000 a year. Maybe you have a pension or maybe you're thinking of working part-time as a senior.
So now you got $54,000 a year. Let's assume your mortgage is paid off.
I like that thought.
By that time, right?
Yes.
I think that's a pretty decent income.
Pretty good, right?
Yeah, because you probably downsized by that time, living in probably an apartment or a condo, townhome, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, let's imagine that you start funding a retirement plan at the age of 30, and then you want to retire at 67. which is full retirement age for Social Security. If you were born in 1960 or later, that's not what you call it. So all you would need to do per month to get to that $900,000+ would be $480 a month.
Okay.
That's not the most hopeful number I've ever read.
Yeah, but compound interest.
Yeah. I mean, if you waited until you were 45 to start saving, you would need $1,500 a month to get to that $920,000. That's why it's crucial to prioritize saving early. If you feel like, darn it, the ship already sailed for me, but you have a kid in your life or a grandkid in your life, give them a book on finance. I need... Hey, Dawn, don't laugh and undermine my cool gift.
And learn hypnotism so that they can pay for you.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Smart Money, Smart Kids. I need to get that book. It's by a guy, I don't actually think I've brought this guy up before, Dave Ramsey. Yeah. And his daughter, Rachel Cruz. And she's a good follow, by the way, on Instagram, Rachel Cruz, C-R-U-Z-E. Little bite-sized videos, very practical. She's very much not like her father, and he is, you know, that old, and I say this with great respect, that old hillbilly who's just like, you better work 80 hours a day or else you ain't going to pay down that debt and blah, blah. Yeah. She is in her 30s, young, growing family, and gets it. Like, gets, like, the current reality of what it's like to be 30. And so she balances out her dad's stuff. She's a good follow and good, like, financial advice, too.
On Instagram?
On Instagram, yeah. And she talks about holiday shopping and, like, gift ideas that you should get people and all these kind of fun things. It's not just dollars and cents all the time.
Okay. Thank you.
Whatever.
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 Hey!
What? Jeez.
Whoa.
Hey. I have
Oh, God.
Your stupid Facebook question.
Hey, Donna! It's not stupid.
I'm sorry.
You can't say that at the beginning of the week.
I didn't know the mic was on.
It's always
talking,
on.
I thought I was talking to Dawn in her earpiece.
Oh, my earpiece? You mean my headphones?
Word.
Suddenly we're on TV and I have an earpiece.
My Facebook question today, everyone, was, what was the highlight of your weekend?
And I know, there's 200 responses.
Oh, really? Oh, I haven't even seen it.
No, I just made that up.
73.
All right, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Also, I have a cool story about Tyler Perry that I want to talk about, if you don't mind. Mm-hmm. Okay?
All right. Okay.
In the final stretch of the show, which is coming up next right here on My Talk 107.1. Final stretch of the Donna and Steve show on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. Oh, the spirit of giving is alive and well. Tyler Perry gave out 5,000 meals in Atlanta yesterday. He opened up his studio, you guys, for 4 hours to feed 5,000 families with a combination of food boxes and gift cards to Kroger supermarkets. And his employees all donated their time to hand everything out.
Huh.
Click on that. Click on the link and just see how many people. I mean, it is just thousands and thousands of people. They were out of food by 10 a.m. yesterday. So the line started forming on Saturday.
Whoa.
He was heartbroken seeing all the people all over the country standing in line for food. So he decided to give back himself and hoping that that would encourage other people. Now, Steve, if you look at the link, yesterday on CBS Sunday Morning, they did a whole, they dedicated the whole episode to food. And they talked to the people from this one food bank. If you look at the second one that I put in there that says more, click on the one that says more. That was just in San Antonio alone. People lining up, people who maybe were the victims of job loss. And
unbelievable.
It's just the need is so great right now.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
It's heartbreaking. Yeah. I mean, they waited for hours and hours. And one of the gentlemen who was in charge, you know, started walking to the end of the line and apologizing to everybody. And they were like, hey, God bless you. Thank you. We'll wait, you know. Some people said if we didn't get food this way, we don't know where we would turn. So, just another reminder.
No kidding.
Help
Help out where you can.
Local food banks, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, find ways to help out.
Yeah, so anyway, that was my favorite thing. I just thought that he is an awesome human being. Mm-hmm. He does great things.
Yeah, he gives and gives, and he does it in big ways, you know? And I'm sure there are other things that he does that we don't see, obviously, acts of kindness and generosity. But it's really cool because these big splashy ones, they inspire you, right? They inspire you to find ways that you can contribute in some meaningful way in and around you.
And I think he remembers where he came from.
Sure.
You know, yeah. And he didn't grow up, you know, a person of privilege.
Sure.
That came later. So, yeah, I just thought it was wonderful.
I'm not trying to say that we are like Tyler Perry, but in our November prizes and listener rewards, yes, we're giving away a $1,000 little blind spot window warm-up. That's a big deal. $200 to Lunds and Byerly's. That would get me my turkey, plus some. Gift cards for IKEA, Crisp and Green, Punch Pizza, and a whole lot more. So you can register for our listener rewards on the app or on our website, mytalk1071.com. To put a button on my turkey debacle, I forgot to get the turkey. I went to the store for turkey yesterday. Forgot to get my turkey that I'm going to make this Thursday. And then my talker said, hey, you idiot, you can just go get a fresh turkey from Lunds and Byerly's. No thaw time needed. I will be picking one up on the way home today. Canceled the order. The Instacart order canceled.
Hmm.
I canceled it.
So if you don't have a turkey right now, it's too late.
It's not too late, but you're right up against it because generally they take about 72 hours to thaw. And then if you want to do a brine as well, the clock is ticking. You know what I mean?
Thaw in the fridge.
You would do a thaw in the fridge, and that's a slow thaw. It's a slow thaw.
I think I'm going to try my hand at a Cornish game hen.
Oh, mercy.
Those are fun. A lot of work for not a lot of meat.
Really? Then I'm not going to do that. I'm going to get a rotisserie chicken from Cub.
Mm. Yes.
Remember, there was a listener who told me, or he reached out on Instagram when I put my smoking turkey video up, and he said one of the tips was to put a stick of butter in the cavity of the turkey when you cook it. So then that beautiful, yummy butter is melting and moisturizing the turkey from within.
The one time I did cook a turkey was a recipe, I think it's a Martha Stewart recipe, where you detach the skin and you put blobs of herb butter underneath the skin.
Oh, that's a great idea, too.
It's like really great.
Oh, blobs. I got to order some Creole butter, too.
Blob.
Blubs.
Blob.
It's not a very attractive word.
Our Facebook question today, what was the highlight of your weekend? What a variety of responses. Kathy says, my dog finished her first and only heat cycle.
Oh, I wonder if she's breeding?
Well, the vet and breeder recommended before spay. She is a purebred German Shepherd, so we shampooed all the carpets and cleaned the hard floors.
Oh, gosh.
Hooray, a clean house. This was cool. Amy said, my brother's best friend was married on Saturday in New Jersey. It was a small ceremony. It was on Facebook Live. My brother passed away 6 years ago, so watching his best friend get married was very emotional, and the bride walked down to a string quartet of We Are the Champions, and it was absolutely epic. That's pretty cool.
Oh, that's sweet.
And this was a really sweet one, too. Lynn said, talking on the phone for 90 minutes with my smart, funny son who lives in Los Angeles, hearing his voice and sharing stories is the greatest joy of my life.
That's sweet. That's beautiful.
Putting up Christmas lights and a Christmas tree. We ordered a new Christmas tree yesterday, gang.
Yeah, girl.
I looked at a variety of them. Pre-lit, we ended up going. Even though pre-lits end up dying after a while.
Yeah, they do.
But we're going pre-lit again. And do you know that they sell a tree with 2,000 lights on it? 2,000.
No.
For a residential home. It's like a 7.5-foot tree. We didn't get that one because somebody said, oh my gosh, this is the best tree I've ever seen. The most realistic looking. I'm stunned by the beauty. However, just one small thing. And then she showed a picture of it and she said, this thing, when it is turned on, the lights are just so bright. If you're looking for a soft glow of a warm cozy, and she had a picture of it and it looked like a beacon was on behind her, really just shining brightly. So,
oh my gosh.
We're going to do it, and we're going to hope that the one-year-old doesn't tear it down.
Or the dog.
Or the dog.
Well, It's better to have a dog than a cat in this case.
Yes.
Yeah, cats are nuts with Christmas trees.
They climb it. Sit in it every day. Would come home and it would be toppled over.
Yep. They'd have tinsel coming out of their butts.
Oh, Lord. You have your pet, every pet owner ends up against their will doing the magic handkerchief trick at one point.
Oh, God. I had to do that with my dog the other day because he eats grass and he eats like long grass.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like planty grass.
Yes, Donna. Like a brontosaurus.
Yes. And he's just trying to rub his butt in the grass to get. And I was like, come here. I'll get it. And then the look on his face is just like, whoop.
Wait,
Oh, good times. Good times. I do too. Anyway.
Speaking of. What do you guys have planned for lunch?
Speaking of vomit?
I'm going to do a little shopping for the holiday. So I'm going to grab something on the go. Thank you for asking.
Absolutely.
What about you, Steve?
Yeah.
I had a protein bar and a thing of beef jerky during the show, so.
Yeah, we heard.
Probably gonna. No, I wasn't chewing.
Yeah, you were chewing.
No,
you're
Donna.
A chewy chewerson.
Sometimes we can hear that you have chewed.
Yeah, half the time it sounds like you've got yogurt.
Yeah.
Hey, I gotta go.
It's your birthday week. We're just picking on you. You're our buddy, Boo.
Guitar.
All right.
Kalina Bradley are coming up.
Yes, they are. And they're going to have another chance for somebody to win $100 and quite possibly even $10,000. So make sure you are listening. We'll see you back here tomorrow at 9. Thank you, everybody. Have a great day. Bye.